Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and the world around you. You'll notice a couple of things in this week's episode. Number one, we are not recording live on Wisdom anymore. That was an interesting experiment, but ultimately, not worth the audio problems that have not been worked out yet, and that it frankly would be inherent in any system where you're broadcasting it live online at the same time. So for the sake of audio quality and your experience with this podcast, we've returned to the old ways, just me and my microphone, and hope this will continue to be useful to you. As always, if you have questions, thoughts, ideas, head on over to the website at CatherineColleen.com. Join the newsletter, and you can write me back directly with your questions right there, just by email. You will hear directly back from me. And I always encourage that. If you have a question, it's very likely that a lot of other people have exactly the same question. And in that way, we help each other. Today we're going to be talking about games for love and compassion. This is great for connecting with your partner, and I want to point out also potentially for connecting with yourself. And for some of these games, with friends, with family, with anyone else. And love and compassion is something that we strive to engender in ourselves and in others, and to create between us and ourselves, between us and others. And so it can be fun to have some games that do that, right? Why does everything have to be so serious? It doesn't have to be so serious. So let's have a little fun today. Let's play some games and let's see just how fun creating love and compassion between us and ourselves and us and other people can be. I think life should be fun. It should be, I think, perhaps a lot more fun than we allow it to be sometimes. So let's talk about this. You know, we get so busy, and so sometimes it pays to take a little time and to focus on each other, to focus on ourselves. And from the couple's perspective, for most couples, that means maybe, you know, date night looks like, oh, we're going to go out to dinner or we're going to watch a movie. But you can be together in the same space, sharing a meal or a movie, and never actually connect with each other, right? You can do those activities in a connected way, or you can do those activities and just be going through the motions and not actually connect. So here are some games to play that will boost your connection via compassion and love. Now, unlike other games, these games you can play just one of you and still have a good effect. So it doesn't have to be that both people involved are playing the game or are aware that they're playing the game. You can have only one person of the two is aware that they're playing the game, and it's still going to have a good effect. So if your partner is not necessarily into relationship building or connection building, you can still initiate many of these activities and still get that benefit for both of you. That makes it a little bit extra fun. Okay, so the first one is eye gazing. Eye gazing. When your partner speaks, or even when they're not speaking, look them in the eyes and look deeply into their eyes. Like the pupil, the little black circle in the middle, is the window to the soul. Try to see their soul in there. And this can feel very intense. And you'll discover that every human on this planet is pre-programmed to respond to this kind of fully concentrated eye contact. Now, if they are uncomfortable with someone seeing their truth, they will break your gaze quickly. Now, that could be because they don't want you to see the truth in their soul, or it could be simply that they feel kind of unworthy of that kind of connection, shy of it. So obviously don't do this for too long with strangers, or it's going to like really come off as sort of creepy and invasive. But look people in the eyes when you meet them and when you speak with them. But don't hold the gaze for too long or you'll make them uncomfortable. It takes a little trust to allow someone to see your full truth. So start with short gazes during conversations and then work your way up to sitting silently, staring into each other's eyes and not saying a word. And you will find yourself feeling deeply connected and fully seen and smiling wildly, possibly laughing. And it's a huge fun. And it's so simple that most people don't try it. And for an extra challenge, try this with yourself in a mirror. And you're going to be really surprised by what you see. Have you ever tried this? Have you ever tried in a mirror looking into your own eyes and holding it, holding the gaze deeply? You will see things. You will see faces. You will see so many things that people attribute to different, all kinds of things. Are these the faces of your ancestors? Are these the faces of your past lives? I don't know, but it's a really interesting experiment. And I prefer to call it a game because it should be fun. Don't let it creep you out. But give it a go with yourself and with someone else. The next game to play is snuggling, hugs, and holding hands. This is not a new idea, but sustained body contact increases the bonding hormone oxytocin. And it's a wonderful way to send love and compassion without needing to say a word. Just snuggling, hugging, holding hands. They all include sustained physical contact, and they'll all do the trick. Now, this is really, really important. Everyone has different personal preferences when it comes to snuggles and hugs and holding hands. Everyone has like an ideal amount. And if you exceed the ideal amount, they're going to feel smothered. But if they don't get enough, they might feel like they're lacking. So see if you can find each other's ideal level of contact and fulfill it without exceeding it. That's where the game is. The next thing you can try is play and flirt. So ensuring that your partner feels your love and compassion, it doesn't need to be so serious. So playing and flirting goes a long way. Now you might call it opportunistic harassment, with permission, of course. So for example, as your love walks by, you might reach out and touch them playfully. A playful little poke or a swipe or a pat in a prime location or a kiss on the head or the hand when they least expect it. It shows them that they are on your mind and that they are a priority. This is opportunistic attention. And it's just fun and it's just joy. And love should be fun. So look for the opportunities to play with light touch in those ways, especially when it's least expected. The next game you can try is to send love. Now, this is a little bit of an extra challenge. So imagine sending love each time you look at your partner, each time that you touch your partner. And so you would focus first on your heart when you're looking at them or when you're talking to them. And then, so you're looking at them, you're talking to them, and you put a portion of your attention on your heart space. Then you imagine sending love up from the heart through your eyes or down your arm and through your fingers if you're touching them. That you're channeling love to them. And so you imagine love flowing from your heart to them, riding like music on a radio wave. And just take notice of their reaction. When you hug them or you snuggle them, send love. When you look at them, send love. When you hold their hand, send love. Engulf them in love when you hug them. And see what happens. And with all of these games and things to try, notice the difference. And noticing the difference is going to help you have gratitude for what you have just discovered. It brings gratitude and it brings joy. And it brings extra attention, because to notice the difference between when you hold their hand or when you hold their hand and you send love, you have to pay extra close attention, don't you? So tracking the difference causes you to give even more attention and connection to that person. So notice, be looking for the differences. So for our last game for love and compassion, I'm going to suggest Count the Ways. And this is a fun back and forth game this is the one game that actually requires full participation by both people. So it's a fun back and forth game to play. And you tell your partner why you love them. And this is cool because you can do this with a friend or even yourself. So think of all the reasons why you love them, why they're amazing, why are they awesome, all the amazing aspects of themselves in this incarnation. So you can take turns telling each other about all your amazing traits, quirks, attributes. And this is big fun because hearing that you are awesome never gets old, right? The human ego loves to be told that you're awesome. And life and love should be fun, right? It makes you both feel wonderful. See, too often in relationships, whether it's a relationship with yourself or with family members, with friends, with partners, it doesn't matter. For some reason, human relationships, especially with yourself, can tend to focus on what's wrong and what needs to be fixed or what needs to change. And seldom do we focus on what's right, what's good, what's beautiful, what is loved, what is awesome, what is unique, what is wonderful. But we should. Because when we focus only on what is not right or should be fixed by somebody's opinion, the human mind, the human consciousness starts to think that all it is wrong. But when you focus on what's right, what's wonderful, what should be amplified, then the human consciousness goes, you know, the monkey mind goes, oh, I'm not just wrong things that need to be fixed, I'm right things that need to be amplified. We all have areas we can improve, of course we do. But if that's all you focus on, you're going to think that that's all you are. So if you focus on what's awesome about you, then you can find that balance, because in the truth, there's probably 9 awesome things about you that should be amplified versus 1 thing that you're working on to improve. So to see the full reality of why you're wonderful deepens that relationship, whether it's with your partner or with yourself or with a family member or with a friend. Now here's an extra fun challenge. Try this with a stranger. And now this one you actually can play kind of one-sided with a stranger. Every time you meet someone new, look for a reason why they're awesome and tell them. Wow. And don't seek it in return. You're not looking for it in return. This isn't to get anything back. This is just an exercise for yourself. Every time you meet someone new, look for something about them that is wonderful and tell them what it is. It could be super simple, like, wow, those shoes are fantastic, right? Because you may only have 5 seconds. Those shoes are great. Man, you just exude joy today. Or if you are chatting with someone and you can get to know them just a little bit, maybe they are super smart. Maybe they have a compassionate, loving heart. What can you find about them that is wonderful? And that, you know, you're grateful that that exists in this world. And tell them what about them is awesome. And it creates an instant connection that's really wonderful between people. Now, for extra challenge, combine the eye gazing that we talked about before. Look in the mirror. And I know, it feels so uncomfortable. In the beginning, you're like, this is weird. Look in the mirror. Look yourself in the eyes and tell yourself why you're wonderful. What you like about you that should be amplified. We're not ignoring that there are things that we work on to improve ourselves or things we'd like to do better on. There always will be. But just take a moment to catalog what it is that you like to amplify about yourself. How about a little love and compassion for you? So that's your homework today. Go look in the mirror. You don't have to do it out loud. But look at yourself and count the ways that you are wonderful and you have something to give to this world. That's a good homework for today. All right, thank you for joining me for this episode. I'm fairly happy to be back, just me and my microphone. If you have questions, thoughts, and ideas, I love to hear that. So head over to KatherineColleen.com. I could follow the link in the show notes. Join the weekly newsletter that gets you a short little recap of everything I've put out in the last week. So the latest article, the latest podcast, the latest kind of diary entry, and a new feature that I'm calling What I Found, which is when I find cool stuff from other teachers and mentors around the world. Books, podcasts, YouTube videos, whatever I've found that I think could be useful to your journey. And I always like to label it with the stages that it supports if you're working through the stages. So head on over to KatherineColleen.com. Sign up for the newsletter if you're not on there already. If you are on there already, send me your questions. You can just write back to the newsletter. Send me your questions. And let me know what's going on in your world. And I will look forward to that. So thank you for joining me for this. And as always, I'm wishing you, Prerna Asati, complete connection.